We're going to talk a bit now about Budget 2026. Your views still welcome. And also about what was a very lengthy Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night that went on for several hours. With me on the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, Michael Cahill. Deputy Cahill, good morning and thanks for joining us this morning. I know it was a late meeting last night. I know you're not feeling the best as well under the weather. So appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you, Gerry. Good morning to your listeners.
Michael, tell me first of all about the meeting. Going into this, it wasn't sure what happened. A lot of you stood up and spoke. Micheál Martin apparently appeared quite shaken, apologised to the party for what turned out to be, I suppose, a debacle that was Jim Gavin's candidacy.
Yes, Jerry, I suppose it's fair to say and acknowledge that this has been a very difficult period in the party's history. The meeting went on for almost 5.5 hours. It started at 7 o'clock. It was nearly 12:30 when it finished. It was a very open, honest, frank meeting. I believe every single person spoke that was in that room last night. The Taoiseach took responsibility, to be fair. He said he was sorry. He apologised. And he actually emphasised that nobody was more devastated than himself. Look, it was just sheer chaos, and like the way everything unfolded, you know, nobody could have predicted this, really, to be fair about it. There's going to be a full review to be decided next week, whether that, you know, what form that will take. I'm not sure, would it be a complete independent review or otherwise. The selection process going forward will have to be looked at. I did speak on this myself. I believe our councillors should have a say in selecting our presidential candidates, and indeed all of the candidates for that matter. Our members should have a say. Our CDC, Cora Dáil Counter Officers, I believe they should have a say. And that hasn't been the case. Jim Gavin made a mistake, there's absolutely no doubt about this. And why he didn't come out, you know, when he was interviewed first, because you know, you're asked about tax compliance and all of this. You're asked about, you're scrutinised, like, you know, and you know, look, we have to as a party, we have to deal with it now, Jerry. At the end of the day, as well, can I just say this much? Jim Gavin is a human being, and it is a very difficult period now for him. For his wife, his young children, his relations and many friends. And look, I would just like to say that
we've got Michael Cahill back up on the line. Michael, look, Sean O'Farrell talked at the meeting yesterday and he pointed to the fact that, look, backbenchers, the grassroots councillors are not being treated fairly or with respect in the party, and he said that a review, an entire review of how the party is run, should be completed by 2027. Is that something you'd welcome? That how the party operates will be changed over the next 12 months?
Of course, but like this initial review in regards to the Jim Gavin saga will have to happen now and have to be completed within a week or two.
Yes.
You know, I would expect they're going to come back to us next week and confirm, you know, who will carry out the review, etc., etc. And I don't know if you'll catch what I was saying there about the selection process, you know, which I spoke on myself.
Yes, you did.
That our membership, you know, should have a say. Our councillors should have a say, obviously. Our the officers of the Cora Dáil Counters right across the country should have a say.
Yeah, and you were saying that, right. Michael, you were out canvassing in Kenmare, yourself and your son, Tom, you were canvassing in Kenmare on Saturday for Jim Gavin. How disappointed are you at how it's turned out and how this was managed?
You know, I said last night, this was an absolute disaster. Like, you know, I suppose the word I used, and, you know, it's just hard to really explain, like, you know, what has transpired, what has unfolded. I met Jim Gavin a number of times, met him first in Killarney. Tommy was with me as well. And I thought he was very impressive. I saw him then. We met him in the stall at the races.
Yeah.
He was well able to engage, and there was people coming up for photographs and to chat and so on and so forth. I met him, I suppose 4 or 5. I felt that he was improving in interviews. To be fair, he wasn't used to politics as we know it. Some people say everyone can be a politician, but I'm afraid they can't. And it's an extremely difficult time and period for our party. We need to get our act together. And I think, the fact that we had such an open and honest debate last night, where everyone contributed, I don't think there was any holding back, on all
sides. Do you still support Micheál Martin as party leader?
His leadership hasn't come into question. Nobody, suggested anything like a vote of no confidence or anything. That wasn't even mentioned last night. And, I think he was very honest in his response, to the whole battle. And we need to move on from here. We need to get our selection process right. We need to carry out an honest review now, and there was calls for an independent review, and I accept and understand, and I would support that, because there's no point in ones within the Fianna Fáil hierarchy or press office or indeed backbenchers, interviewing ourselves about what we ourselves did. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we had 2 very good candidates, and we had an option. We could have voted for one or the other. It was by secret ballot, and we have to stand and accept that what has happened collectively in regards to this matter. These guys would never again happen.
Michael. Yep. Okay, Michael, thanks very much for talking about that. We have with us on the line as well Independent Deputy Danny Healy-Ray to talk about Budget 2026. Danny, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning. Look, what's your overall view now on the budget that's been delivered?
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to the people of Kerry. I suppose, Jerry, there was a lot of money given out in the budget, and I suppose there was... It's always a matter of choices, and I suppose one of the things that myself and Michael would have fought very hard for was the reduction in the VAT, because we got it at every door. You know that Killarney and the surrounding area and Kerry basically is a great tourism county, and they felt that they were being, that they were being wronged in the VAT, and clearly they were, because it had to be reduced. There was no question about it, from 13.5 to 9. The hospitality sector has been suffering, and the only concern that I have, and that is a real concern, is that the changes won't come into effect until next July, and I really can't understand that, but that's what's to happen.
But you think it should have been immediate?
Well, I thought it should have been from the start of the year at least, and I hope that all the small businesses can hang on until then, because they're vital to our economy, for the Kerry economy, because of the job situation. There's thousands of people, when you go into it, employed by in the tourism sector all over this county, and we're really dependent on it, and there's people put in a great effort, and we've built up a reputation as being a great county to welcome tourists, and we're good at it, and we want to keep at it and ensure that it goes on and thrives.
That's what you're hoping to happen when it comes to that. What would you say to those who are critical of the budget, Danny, that not enough was done for people with disabilities, particularly the additional disability payment that was expected or has been a campaign for years by advocacy groups?
Look, Jerry, I know that people with disabilities, when you have a disability, your life is changed altogether, and we'd like that those people be seen after better, but a lot has been done, and there has been a lot of allocation toward social welfare and people with disabilities, and to, and we have succeeded in reducing the or increasing the cap for carers, which is very important. And we hope that this cap was abolished altogether, that this mean test was abolished altogether. But the promise is that it will be abolished by the end of this government if they go on for 5 years. And I look forward to that because carers do a great job for people with disabilities and for elderly people. They actually live their lives when they go caring for. They leave the person with the disability or the old person. They live their lives 24 hours a day, the 7 days of the week, trying to see after them. And they're really not appreciated enough. And that was another one of our asks when we decided to support the government, sorry.
Sure. Okay, all right. Michael Cahill, final question for you. Yes, Danny, briefly, yeah.
Can I just say, I do say, Jerry, that people working, and young people especially, that are working hard, I feel for them very, very, you know, that they were not seen after well enough. And we hopefully that we can do something with this housing plan to ensure it's their, how to say, it's their laudable request that they be able to provide a house or build a house for themselves. And I feel we can do something about that because planning in Kerry is practically impossible.
Yeah, and you want to change that. I take your point, Danny. I'm very pushed for time, but I appreciate it. We'll talk again about that. No, look, Michael Cahill, can I ask you a wider question about this? 11% of a spending increase by the government this year. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council have been out looking at the white paper the government published about the facts and figures, and they make the point that while we're running a surplus at the moment, this is driven by the extraordinary amount of corporation tax that's being collected. Without those revenues, if they were to collapse, if anything was to happen, similar to what happened with property taxes in 2010, we would have a deficit of almost 14 billion euro next year. We wouldn't be able to fund what we're doing now. Are we making the same mistakes as 15 years ago all over again?
I don't believe so, Jerry. I believe this was a very prudent budget. We do need and want to safeguard our economy. I think this budget was doing that. I believe, you know, we have to protect jobs. We have to support households who actually need the most help. We need to build houses and family homes. And a big part of that is providing critical infrastructure. We have seen, and surely we've learned from what's happening in other countries. We see with the absolute chaos in the UK. We see it in France and indeed many more places. And, you know, it's important to be careful. And, you know, you'll never have a budget that you'll get 100% satisfaction with. I believe this was a very careful budget. Danny mentioned there the hospitality sector. I had Jack Chambers down in Killarney, as you know, and it was specific to that particular issue. There are other good measures in the budget as well for the farming sector. To be honest, like, you know, there's 20 million there for the acre scheme. There's another 20 million for the national sheep welfare scheme and many other good aspects. In regards to disability, if I could just say, this was a disability budget as well, Jerry, to be fair about it. There's over 9,000 people that will receive the residential care they need, including 250 new placements next year. And their families waiting for assessments that would see progress with around 6,500 private assessments funded. There's good news in this budget for UHK, additional beds. I've been shouting about that issue as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're providing extra guards and nurses and doctors going forward. And in the context of education as well, it's important to find out, you know, that you know, there's 500 off of the for students, they have to pay 500 less.
Decapitation, is an increase, but I take your point that it's a permanent reduction of what was 3,000 euro.
It's a help.
Yeah, it's a help.
You have an apple pie, and there's only so many slices in that, and it's about dividing it out and being prudent as well. And I think
okay.
I think it's Jack Chambers and Pascal Donoghue, who they've did that.
Okay, all right. That's Deputy Michael Cahill's view. Deputy Dan Healy-Ray as well will talk more about different aspects of the budget, including after the news at 10 o'clock when we talk to someone who is not happy with what was done for people with disabilities. That and more on the way.